Billy and the Pond Vikings by Terry Bisson. Billy had a grandfather. His grandfather had a pond. It was in his backyard. One day, Billy saw a little boat floating on the pond. It had a square sail and lots of little oars. It was filled with little men. "Cool boat," said Billy. It had a dragon head on the front. "We are the Pond Vikings," said the little men. Billy had to lean way down to hear them. "Come and sail with us. We are going to kill frogs with our axes."
"But frogs are nice," said Billy.
"No, they're not," said the Pond Vikings. "They are green." Billy thought about that. "Your boat is too little anyway," Billy said. It was smaller than his shoe. "It's not a boat, it's a Viking ship," said the Pond Vikings. "It just looks little because you're too big. If you step on board, you will see that it is just the right size for killing frogs." Billy thought about that. "Unless you're a big sissy," said the Pond Vikings. Billy stepped on board the Viking ship. As soon as his shoe touched the deck, he became very small. The Pond Vikings all wore helmets with horns on them. They wore fur vests. They had yellow beards and axes. They gave Billy an axe and a long oar. "You have to help us row," they said. It was a long way across the pond. Billy got tired and his hands hurt. He began to cry. The Pond Vikings just laughed. "You're a crybaby," they said. They took away his axe, but they made him keep his oar. Billy wished he had never stepped on board. They made Billy row until they found a frog. It was sitting on a lily pad. It was bigger than the Pond Vikings, but there were more of them. They killed it with their axes. The blood made the water pink. Billy felt sorry for the frog. "Are you going to eat it?" he asked. "No," said the Pond Vikings. "We just like to kill things. We don't eat them." "What do you eat?" Billy asked. He was hungry. "Viking food," they said. They gave Billy some. It wasn't very good, but they made him eat it. After a while, it got dark, and Billy started to cry again. The Pond Vikings just laughed. The next day, they rowed across the pond again. They killed another frog with their axes. The blood made the water pink. Billy felt sorry for the frogs. He hated the Pond Vikings. He didn't like their food, either.
"I don't want to be a Viking," said Billy. "I want to go home."
"You should have thought of that before you stepped on board," they said. They made Billy row, even though his hands were sore. They saw three frogs sitting on a big lily pad. The Pond Vikings snuck up on them from behind. The Viking ship didn't make any noise. Just when they were about to attack, Billy shouted, "Look out!" The frogs turned around. They had big green eyes. They saw the Pond Vikings just in time. The Vikings jumped out with their axes, but the frogs killed them with their teeth. The blood made the water pink. Then they sank the Viking ship. They didn't kill Billy, though. "You are our friend," they said. They could talk. "You helped us, and now we will help you." "I'm hungry," said Billy. "I want to go home." The frogs gave Billy a fly to eat. Billy had never eaten a fly before. It was as big as a chicken.
"I didn't know that frogs had teeth," said Billy.
"We keep them a secret," said the frogs. "They're for getting even." Billy thought about that. The frogs were green, but Billy liked them. They liked Billy, too. They gave him a ride on their backs to the edge of the pond. "Just step ashore," said the frogs. "You will be big again." As soon as he stepped ashore, Billy was as big as a little boy again. It was like magic. "Thank you," said Billy as the frogs jumped away. They were small again. They couldn't talk anymore. They just croaked.
"I was worried about you," said Billy's grandfather. "You were gone all night."
I was sailing with the pond Vikings, Billy said. There was no wind and they made me row. My hands are sore. He showed his grandfather. Billy's grandfather was a doctor. He fixed Billy's hands. Make-believe is fun for little boys, he said, but you must never step on board a Viking ship. I've learned my lesson, said Billy. Billy's grandfather patted him on the head. Billy hated that, but he didn't say anything. He was still hungry. In the house, it was time for supper. Billy's father was sitting at the table, waiting to be fed. He was out of jail again. He was reading the paper. Get a load of this, he said. Frogs endangered by Vikings. Perhaps that explains why my pond is so pink, said Billy's grandfather. Frogs are nice, said Billy. No, they're not, said Billy's father. They are green. They have teeth, said Billy, for getting even. Billy's grandmother was dead, so Billy's grandfather cooked supper. What's this? Asked Billy. It was frog legs. Billy didn't want any. Instead, he ate flies. He caught them between his fingers and stuck them to his tongue. There were lots of flies in the kitchen. I've never seen a little boy do that before, said Billy's grandfather. That Billy's crazy, said Billy's father. That's what you think, said Billy. That's what you think, sir, said Billy's father. Sir, said Billy. He ate more flies. He was very, very hungry, and it took lots of flies to fill him up. It was good to be home.